start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you. honey.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the hound. Guess what's not working this week? I thought we'd get 3 weeks in a row with an echo.
Listen to that.
Anyway, so now I'm in a really bad mood. Already. Loud and lonesome today, the entire radio family is resting up for next week's Hangover Hop number 4, our Christmas XXXmas extravaganza, which you're all invited to, by the way, 169 Avenue A. What was that? Barney Kessel, Honey Rock. Ray Hudson, Jackhammer, The Playboys, Rock City, The Jewels, Jewel Rock. Hard to read these titles without them. Now I really feel alone. The Skipper Hunt combo opened it up with Scalded. Boy, we had at least 5 technical scripts already, and now this thing's not working. God. Anyway, what do we got today? We got all the usual junk. We got a Soul Caboose, a Hillbilly Hangover, Vom, Blues Hangover, a lot of 45s. Little update on our Media Star of the Year frontrunner, Knuckleheads in the News. No tickets to give away because people on weekend shows never get tickets to give away anymore. We have to do something about that. And now we rock.
Right.
Request for them, we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Well, I may not fit in with your plan, but darling, you got to understand, that's just the way I am. You'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love me now and don't complain. That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. And I won't change with someone else. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. So love me now or say goodbye. And if you leave here, I ain't gonna cry. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me.
Well, now dig this.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
You take some music, music, sweet flowing music, some moving and grooving, rock and roll stands. Take some heart beats, drum beats, finger popping and stopping beats.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Got the echo fixed, sort of. Ah, Bobby Lee Trammell, it's all your fault. The Showman, It Will Stand. Nice scratchy copy of that. Lonnie Allen, You'll Never Change Me. Little Ernest Tucker, Gonna Get Me a Satellite. Tommy Jim Beam, The Golden Boy. And Jimmy Mr. Blues Williams, Big Leg Woman. Hey, what's going on? We got, next week, Hangover Hop number 4, The Search for Den. Our XXXmas extravaganza. You're all invited. We're at 169 Avenue A during our normal time, 3 to 6. There'll be live musical guests, a ritual sacrifice, Miss Sally in an incredibly tight dress. Santa Claus will be there. In fact, I think we have the sleaziest Santa Claus in the entire city. And that's saying a lot. And all kinds of fun. Let's see, what else is there on the announcements? Where's my clipboard? Tomorrow night, the Empire State Soul Club Christmas Party. I believe that gets underway about 7 o'clock. And that's always a good one. I believe I'm going to do a little spinning. And it goes on pretty late. You should all be there because those things are good. I think that's it for announcements as far as I could tell. As far as I know. Okay, here now, the news. 4-foot protester... Four-footer protests a ban on dwarf tossing after losing job. A dwarf known as Mr. Skyman wants the French government to drop its ban on dwarf tossing so he can have his job back. The 4-foot Mr. Skyman, whose real name is Manuel Wackenheim, went to the Interior Ministry and tried unsuccessfully to meet with Minister Philippe Marcon to press his case. Evidently, he was paid $1,800 in appearance, which is pretty good money. That's per night, in which he was dressed in a jumpsuit and crash helmet while customers at the bar would see how far they can fling him onto an inflatable mattress. It's quite a loss there. And Skyman. I think being condescending to cripple people should be a crime. Oh, what else is in the news? Oh, here's a good one. It's coming to this, folks. Vail, Colorado. The fur trim on some of the most popular boots sold at ski resorts this season is not rabbit or fox or mink. It's dog. This is honest-to-goodness news story. The fur is imported from China where dogs are eaten. It comes in many different types and colors, a nice fashion trim with unique and individual styling, says the catalog. The dog fur is used in ski boots, which are worn after the A-press ski boots. Catherine Thalberg of the Aspen Society for Animal Rights sees little difference between using dog fur and other fur. In the Orient, dogs are eaten, so at least these animals were eaten and not just killed for their fur. Wow. What's next? Dog fur. Human skin. Human skin. That's what people are going to be wearing in a couple of years. Oh, boy. Any more news? We got a lot more news, but I don't feel like doing it right now. I want to do Blues Hangover. Right, where are we? What do we got on Blues Hangover queued up? A request item. Papa Lightfoot.
of Times Square. You got to listen to the sound of the hound. Hey, hound, what is this I see?
On a railroad track, the Rini keeps his job. He can squat it in the back. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. He's not so good looking. He don't dress so fine. But when he does his squat, he really takes his time. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. Now won't you go ahead on guard and leave him alone? That's the very reason I'm scared to trust him at home. Cause he can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. Oh, squat it. Call his name, cause when he go to squatting, he's a crying shame. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. He's not so short, he's not so tall. But when he do his squatting, you might have heard me squall. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm at me.
You when you met your man next door. He said your mother was sick and you was waiting on a call. But when that telephone rang, you went out, had yourself a ball. But now the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lie. Well, I gave you some money to pay the bills. I said be sure to pay them, baby. You said you know. But you bought a lot of liquor that evening, about three, and said, come on everybody, cause the drinks on me. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lies. Because I don't smoke. I found a hat and a coat I knew wasn't mine. I ain't gonna ask you nothing, cause you're gonna start lying. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up now. I done got hip to your jive, and I
don't want to hear no more of your lies. Well, the jig's up, baby, and I want you to know. Pack your little rags and hit that door. I was bound to catch a girl one of these days. So get out and find yourself another roosting place. Cause the jig's up, baby.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? What'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Unlock that door, the skies above are a-leaking on your bed. Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere, getting nowhere, getting nowhere. If I die, you will regret. Papa has no place to go. You got a nice warm room and phone. Share it with Papa, don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere. Told. Hear me coughing, catching cold. Ain't no telling what I'll get. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa's got no coat at all. You got a raincoat in your hall. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. It lets me stand, but I can't stand. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa must eat or he will die. You got pork chops, you got pie. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. There's some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Louisiana, my home. Once you get to know me, got a heart of a... Out in Arizona, I had to be chased. He called it Little Cat, he called them rattlesnakes. I went to see the sheriff and told him my case. He said, Arizona, that the thing you gotta be. Be alone. Get to know me, just got a heart of gold. Down in Mexico, I died in jail. The rat was so bad, they couldn't get bail. I said to the one, it's still in disgrace. He said, I'm sorry, but it's the thing you gotta be. They don't mean no harm. They're paid for little devils. But kind of know. But once you get to know me, got a heart.
This is a hit! I can't walk the streets and try to consolate my mind. The women will see me coming, man, they'll start to breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brains out. Make you lose your mind. Yes, Saturday night women, they like to go out and clown. They ain't no good for nothing but to tear your reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Know something will make you bust your brain out. Make you lose your mind. I'll give my baby this morning the 33rd degree. The girl jumped up and threw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something to make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind. Different from what it was before. You can be my baby, but that job don't go. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind.
Bye.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. I'm driving. No brakes. That was Baby Boy Warren, Stop Breaking Down. Polka Dot Slim, A Thing You Gotta Face. Request that. I'm sending it out to Lorraine. Leroy and Scrapper, Getting All Wet. Jerry McCain, The Jig Is Up. Memphis Mini, Squat It. Send that one out to the great Gaylord, a man who knows from squat. Papa Lightfoot, Jump the Boogie. Another request item. Oh, boy. We're winding through it. Ha. Anyway, what do we got going on? Remember, next week is Hangover Hop number 4, The Search for Den, our XXXmas extravaganza, and you're all invited. We'll be in Manhattan, 169 Avenue A, between 10th and 11th Street, starting at 3, ending at 6. There's booze and special guests and a ritual sacrifice and booze and special guests and us, the radio family, except I'm the only one here today. Oh, boy. So as we get towards the end of the year, you know, let's see. What's our schedule? Okay, next week is the Hangover Hop. 2 weeks from today, I think we're going to try to do a we're going to have a rerun. In fact, if Eric Asimov is out there, if you have it, if you have the tape of June 21st, 91 with Nick Toshes, that's the one we want to repeat. Let me know. I could borrow it. Then 3 weeks from today, I think the Codger's going to be here because I'll be away. And then 4 weeks from today, when we come back, we announce our media star of the year. And so far, the front runner is Cordell Jackson, without a doubt. You see Cordell on Arsenio the other day? I think she holds her own with these clowns. You know, I mean, there's a guy who's not fit to change her tampon. And she actually comes off on these horrible TV shows with a lot, quite a bit of dignity. And that's part of being the media star of the year, is holding face in the face of idiocy that the media will present. And she will join Robert Ramirez, the L.A. Night Stalker, James Ramsour, Larry, the Crack City Terminator, Davis, Tracy Lords, and Ramona Africa. In fact, that'll be a 3-3, right? Three men, three women of media stars of the year. If Cordell wins, somebody, you know, we still have 2 weeks left in the year, and somebody could really walk away with the prize with some, in some possible way. In fact, people have been trying. Here's a good one. An actor fired off a handgun in a local production of Dead Wrong, but someone had replaced the blanks with real bullets, and the director ended up in the hospital shot. The script called for the actor to shoot at a mirror during the matinee performance. However, the bullet crashed through the theater set wall and hit director Kenneth Benton in the arm. He was not seriously hurt, but his armpit was sore, I guess. From the holiday homicide desk again, Baltimore. A 13-year-old boy was shot to death after he and several friends angered a man by repeatedly ringing his father's doorbell. William Brandon, age 49, shot Reuben Lawson, age 13, after the youth rang the doorbell several times and taunted Brandon's father through the window. The kids were apparently messing with the old guy, and the son didn't like it too much. Lawson was pronounced dead at Maryland Shock Trauma Center. How come New York doesn't have a Shock Trauma Center? That would be a great place to do a live broadcast from. Residents of the West Baltimore neighborhood said they heard the children playing in the street just before the gunshot rang out. One neighbor was quoted as saying, if he saw kids, he would say, get the hell off my porch. He's an old guy who knows, everyone around here knows, does not like children. No. Oh. Hey, I can keep going with these stories for a while. This is pretty impressive. Four men working at a golf course pro shop were shot to death, and three of them were beaten to death with golf clubs in a robbery attempt. Two bodies of two brothers, isn't that redundant, and their cousin were found Saturday night at the shop of the city-owned course. The fourth man wasn't beaten with a club. He was run down by a vehicle before he was shot. Anyway, the police recovered the bloody golf clubs, using the slang, I guess, as souvenirs. Detectives said they believed the men were closing the pro shop at dusk when they were confronted by robbers, blah, 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 blah. Let's see, one more. An archaeologist said blood found on a prehistoric stone tool came from one of the continent's first human residents. This is in Buffalo. This is the blood of the Clovis, said archaeologist R. Michael Gramley, referring to the culture that crossed North America after the last ice age. Gramley led a dig in November near the Columbia River in Washington, where the Clovis people are believed to have lived where a farmer sometime between 1951 and 1970, that's narrowing it down, unearthed a 10-inch translucent green knife. The knife had human blood on it, 11,000 years old, and Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner are being questioned. Okay. Oh, yeah, tomorrow night is the Soul Club, Empire State Soul Club Christmas party. Begins early, 7 o'clock, and it goes on late. And it's 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar, and that's a good one. You don't want to miss it. Honest. Now what? Records. More records. Here's one that is, here's a good one. This is on the Satellite label, which became the Stax label, known for great soul music, but they originally tried their hand at rockabilly, and here's Don Willis.
Don't be fun, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Starr from Dallas, Texas. Hoping you're listening to this nonsense on The Hound Show at WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey. 91.1 FM on your blaster. Wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
When I was nine, I started school. Got to the talk at the teacher hitting and I go from school. I was born bad. I was born bad. Yeah, born bad. Yeah, I was born bad. I put a bullfrog in the teacher's chair. When she sat down, she flew up in the air. I was born bad. Yeah,
comes on like Godzilla.
Now, darling, that it's all over and done, I remember how our romance had begun. We had a wonderful night of bliss, and it all started because of a kiss.
Just because of a kiss, I like a life will end. Moments like this, you know that I can't forget. No, I know I can't forget just because of your sweet kiss. Brought me bliss, lost the thrill. Loss of will, still love you still. All my happiness, all that I possess, now I miss, just because of your kiss. Now I know I can't forget, just because of your sweet kiss. Now I know I can't forget just because of your sweet kiss.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Spooly hooly drinking wine, spooly hooly drinking.
Well, I got a nickel, you got a dime. We'll put them together and buy some wine. Drinking wine,
spooly hooly drinking wine, spooly hooly drinking.
Drinking wine, spooly hooly drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooly hooly drinking wine. Wine,
wine, spooly hooly drinking wine, spooly hooly drinking wine.
Hey, bartender, got my money on the block. Give me some wine or my wig will be rocked.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and I'm driving. Loud and lonesome today, all by myself. So we get to hear a lot of records. That's what I like. That was Tommy Lamonti, yeah. And heard the Jesters and the Plea. Sid King and his Five Strings, Wine Spolioli. Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm, Just Because of a Kiss. Jack Starr, Born Bad. Nathaniel Meyer and his Fabulous Twilights, I've Got News. We open up with Don Willis, Boppin' High School, baby. And I'm reminding you, next week is Hangover Hop number 4, and you're all invited. The best Christmas party in town. It's free to get in, 169 Avenue A, between 10th and 11th Streets. We kick off at 3 o'clock. And getting to some rock news here. Looks like little David Crosby has found a job with a slight bit more dignity than being a member of Crosby, Stills, and Trash. He's slated to play the role of Duke on the Roseanne TV show. I guess they just have to hire people fatter than her to be on this show to sort of make her look a little slim down. Anyway, perhaps the exposure of a top-rated TV show will mark the beginning of a new chapter in Crosby's career, which never regained its luster. After years of drug abuse landed the rocker in an 11-month jail sentence in 1985. yikes. David Crosby and Roseanne. Wow, what an eyesore on the screen. They wonder why nobody wants to watch TV. Everybody's got their cable hookup so they can watch slim people gyrating on MTV. What else is happening in the news? Oh, here's a good celebrity one. Robert Maxwell slept with midgets. He demanded a secretary call him Mr. Maxwell in bed and enjoyed being fed caviar by topless hookers. But the thing about the midgets, that's pretty cool. The 6'3" Maxwell paid $375 for Filipino midget hookers during his office hour sex binges. Another English tabloid claimed he loved being spoon-fed caviar by topless prostitutes. Wow. The midgets. That's great. I guess we could have had a whole midget desk today, but midgets and dwarves, those are two different things, actually. Would you like to know the difference, folks? I'll tell you. A midget, everything is in proportion, head, hands, feet. I think a dwarf, I think the head and the genitals are usually normal size, and the rest of the body is small. The oil companies are definitely taking care of their employees. A union representing employees at the Amoco Corporation plant in Wood River, Illinois, is suing the company for $10 million over a hidden camera installed in the women's shower room. Company officials said the camera was installed because a man had been sneaking in. Yeah, right. The union contends the company illegally invaded the privacy of female employees. Supposedly the camera only showed women from the shoulders up, but of course, how do they know how tall the women were who were taking a shower? Anyway, let's get to Soul Caboose, and don't forget tomorrow night is the second greatest Christmas party in the city, the Empire State Soul Club Christmas party, which is at 145 Hudson Street, and you'll be seeing them do this one on the dance floor, the Fuddy Duddy Walk. Fuddy Duddy Walk, please.
This is Eddie Floyd, and you're listening to The Hound on WFMU. Broken heart.
Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "I'm not that Firebird bad, motherfucker, but I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man." Yeah, end quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Hooked up in the back.
Oh, boy. wait a minute where the wind.
Oh, Lord.
The goods in Mr. Wiggins' corner, 100%. My wiggly man got that atomic beat. That sweep you right up off of your fat back feet.
Shoes.
I got finesse and charm that I never used. I've been in what the players call an atomic set. Because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at. I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggins is. I don't want no Cadillac. All I want is a mule. All I want is some beer. I was born down that Bigfoot country, where you get those pigtail tied knots, pork chops real, real hot, chillin' covered mustard, ham, hot, and glue, potato custard. I'm a homeboy. I'm from down in Richmond, VA. It old fat by singing Mr. Wiggins home, and I'm proud to say, yes, I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggins is. I'm just an old fat back singing homeboy. Yes, I'm proud to be a homeboy. I said a homeboy. Whoa, a homeboy.
I would like to recite for you the Republicans' 23rd song. Nixon is my shepherd. I'm in want. He maketh me to lie down on park benches. He leadeth me beside still factories. He restores my doubts in the Republicans' party.
Yes, he did.
He guided me to the path of unemployment for his party's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of soup kitchens, I'm still hungry. I do feel evil, for thou against me. Thou nunnest my income with taxes. So my expenses runneth over my income. Surely poverty and hard living shall follow me all the days of Republican's administration. And I shall live in rent houses forever. 5,000 years ago, Moses said, pick up your shovel, mount your ass, and I shall lead you to the promised land. 5,000 years later, Franklin D. Roosevelt said, lay down your shovel, light up a candle, and set on your ass. As this is the promised land. But now with Nixon, he will take your shovel, sell your candle, kick your ass, and tell you there is no promised land.
Hey, Sally!
Hey, Sally!
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 You know you took my money! You told me you love me.
my background. No, oh, that's not it. Hold it. Hold it. Try that one. That's much better. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Okay, that was Soul Caboose. We heard Little Frankie Edwards and his house wreckers, Sally Lou. Goes out to Miss Sally, who's ailing today. Mr. Wiggles and Homeboy. Bobby Moore and his Rhythm Aces, Go Ahead and Boing. Eddie Floyd got to make a comeback, and the Entertainers opened it up in the Fuddy Duddy Walk. And don't forget the Empire State Soul Club Christmas Party tomorrow night, 145 Hudson Street. And then we got the Hangover Hop number 4, Three Wise Men and a Virgin, live on stage. That's us. No, actually, me. I think Bruce is going to be set up at the bar again. Maybe Dan will be set up in the hemp lounge in the back of the building. And that's at Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. That is next Saturday from 3 to 6. And we will have a ritual sacrifice and a sleazy Santa Claus and all kinds of stuff like that. Oh, while we're waiting vibe time. Hey, Erica. How are you? Wild Girls here. You're going to have to talk into the mic. I'm going to do a PSA. If you've been kicked, hit, shoved, or had things thrown at you by your partner, if you're frightened of your partner's temper, if you've been afraid of your partner's unreasonable jealousy or possessiveness, you are a battered spouse. Project Protect, a program of the YWCA of Eastern Union County, New Jersey, provides a comprehensive range of services to help battered women and their families in Union County. With 24-hour crisis hotline, 24-hour crisis intervention, and or temporary shelter, please call 908-355-HELP. That's 908-355-HELP. Miss Sally's been working for the one of those shelters for women, the Tempura House for lightly battered women. Where's my laugh track? Thank you. Oh, boy. Where's our vibe report? He's 2 minutes late. We're gonna have to take matters into our own hands, I think. Buddy, hold on a second. We're going to get that guy on the phone. Okay. We're going to call him. How do we dial out on this thing? We're ringing them, folks. We're going to get him on the phone. We're going
to
answer.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Jeez, how do you get a... We can't get an outside line on here? Through the Comrex? What's the old way?
I never knew the old way.
The old way we never had any luck with. It was a trick. It didn't really work. We'll call them off the air. Why don't you tell the folks what you've been doing, Erica? Wild Girls here.
What I've been doing. Am I up, Hound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
Oh, wait, he's on the other line. Oh, Roscoe. Let me put you on the air. Hold on. Now, how do we put him on the air once we picked up the phone? No, we do it this way. Yeah, you're there, Roscoe?
See.
Okay, I think we got you. Let me get your music started. We were trying to call you. We thought we'd surprise you.
Yeah, I just ran into the control room.
So you're producing a record.
I saw a big chair. Yeah, working on this Courtney and Weston thing out here for the Diesel Only label. At the Coyote Studios.
Diesel Only, I hear they pay big, big money for producers.
Big bucks.
Yeah.
I cool. got my medicine. We're hooking up the click track.
Your medicine?
No.
Your medication?
Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it, otherwise this skull will jump right out of his skin.
I heard Den was on some medication last week.
Really?
Yeah, he was crushing up and snorting Percodans.
Oh, my goodness.
That's...
What, did he lose his paper or something?
I don't know.
Hold on just a second.
Uh-oh. Call waiting now.
How rude.
Yeah, now what do we do?
God, I don't know.
Get any good Christmas cards yet, Howard?
Yeah, the best one was from...
Oh, great. Blow my ears out there, Roscoe.
Really?
Somebody cut him off. The best one I got was from Jack Boy and Gino so far. You get any good Christmas cards?
I got a couple here.
Hey, do you like the Hangover Hop poster?
I ain't seen it yet. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Who's on there?
There. You can look up close since you get your sunglasses on.
Yeah. Better to see you with.
Oh, here he comes again.
Who drew this? This is amazing.
It's Alice.
This is really good.
you're back, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Somebody hung up on us.
No, it was like, I don't know how to work this particular phone.
So, what's the vibe today?
Oh, today's vibe, I don't know. It's a kind of rainy day, meat-eating vibe, you know?
Meat-eating vibe?
Yeah, I already had like a sausage and pepper here. I was thinking about getting something else.
Well, I'm against killing sausages.
Killing sausages?
I have several pet sausages, so...
There you go.
Furry sausages.
So are you the solo hound?
Yeah, I'm loud and lonesome. Loud and loathsome, I believe it's today.
There you go. So no brooch, no den?
Nah.
No virgin?
Sally's sick, Bruce is in Virginia, and Den is... Where's Den?
Where is Den?
I don't know.
Probably still working on his muffler.
Yeah.
No, not in the rain. Maybe he's writing a letter.
And this is called The Search for Den?
The next, that's our next sequel, right?
Search for
I
Den.
Never hop forward, The Search
yeah.
for Den. So XXXmas extravaganza.
That's a good theme.
So is Wild Babe there?
Erica's here, yeah.
I'm here.
Wild Babe.
Hi, Sco. Hey, did you get that message I left you?
Yes, I did.
Don't you think that's funny?
That's pretty exciting. Did you get
Yeah, I got Richard Petty on it, and God, who else did I get? Daryl Waltrip.
Joe Walsh?
No, Joe Walsh. Yeah.
Daryl Waltrip?
Yeah, Daryl Waltrip.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Richard Petty signed my record that you gave me, so.
Great.
And
well,
they told me there was a sequel to that record, too. Did you
a
know
sequel?
That? Yeah. Someone there had it on 8-track. They said they would tape it and send it to me.
Well, I got that one from Hole Sapple, so I'll see if he's got the second one.
Okay.
But I'm kind of engaged at this moment, but I did want to check in.
I thought you were married already.
No. I'm supposed to be doing something.
Okay.
And
go produce.
So I'll see you guys, you know, on the booze cruise.
You know.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Hi.
State of the Vibe report, because no one else would have them.
Anyway, where are we now? More rock news. No more rock news. Let's Vom Set. Send this one out to the guy. This guy called and requested some Frank Zappa, and this is the only good record, in my opinion, that Frank Zappa ever made. What was the year on this one? It's got to be like 59, 60 maybe. 61 at the absolute latest. Baby Ray and the Ferns.
Yeah.
you ever seen. He's the world's greatest sinner. He's the world's greatest sinner. As a sinner, he's a winner. I mean, he's no beginner. He's rotten to the core, baby, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner. Yeah, world's greatest sinner. I mean, he is terrible.
Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot!
I'll be a doggone, and so I'm a cat.
wish they hadn't said that.
Mama's all wanting nothing from the town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. See, like Sam decided to make the trip all the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met the skinny lady Pete. Said, come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip, I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids weep. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Living in sin, you know that they're bad, you know that they're mad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! The shaking is complaining, and they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down. A little stopping with Sally Baker wants a shaker, shaker. Bobby Phillips says it's gonna take you to Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I know these very nice girls from where I come from, but they get tough to talk to. I can't understand the way they do. I can't understand the way they act. I can't understand anything. Their life might have been hard. Their lives would have been bad. They sure are hard to talk to. Maybe it's their mom and dad's fault. Think back. I'm sad, but I won't. When they crack, I'm hurt. You're right. Take this girl. She cracked. I won't. But she didn't think that I don't. She goes around this town with her head around those white giggle places. I don't want to hurt her. I don't really want to help her. I can't talk to her now. I just give up a while. She cracks. I'm sad, but I won't. She cracks. I've heard you're right. But I won't. This girl cracks. I get hurt. You're right. It's all horizontal. She cracked. I won't. She just thinks that I don't. She'd hang around with the stupid, the hurt, the broken heart. Said I can't. I can't talk to her, but I try. She cracks. I'm sad, but I won't. She cracks. I'm hurt. You're right. She cracks. I'm sad, but I won't. When they crack, I'm sad. She cracks.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. I'm driving. Rocking is my business. This is WFMU East Orange. That was our VOM set today. And where's me drums? Where's me drums? The Modern Lovers, She Cracked. Sent out to Bob Turner, who got to do time in the Modern Lovers about the time Jonathan Richman gave up soap as being dishonest. Ha, 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 ha. The MC5, Shaken Street, Earl Vince and the Valiant. Someone's going to get their head kicked in tonight. The Velvet Underground, Train Round the Bend, Baby Ray and the Ferns, World's Greatest Sinner. Brain Dead, each and every person there. At least each and every front man there, right? Well, Jonathan Richman, definitely brain dead. Rob Tyner, definitely brain dead. Earl Vince and the Valiant, that's actually Fleetwood Mac, so Jeremy Spencer and Peter Green, both brain dead. Lou Reed, brain dead. Frank Zappa, brain dead. Okay. Speaking of brain dead, what the hell is with this Gun and His Roses? I mean, people are actually acting like this is like some important band. This is something good. I mean, huge write-ups in the Times and the Voice, and even Erica hates them. She likes Queen. The New Yorker, like paying a dollar a word, nice 30,000-word think piece on Gun and His Roses. See the little? I saw this video the other day. Guys running around in a little kilt and. I mean, I can't believe anybody thinks this is nothing but just the lamest garbage. Just deal with those riffs were old when I was a little kid. I mean, jeez. And here's a good one. Is Bun and Bob Guccione Jr. are going at it in the press. It's like two one-legged Indians in an ass-kicking contest. Really, they ought to have like a Texas death match where they put the rope in there. Each guy, you know, a two-foot rope, one end in each guy's mouth, and then they each get a machete and they can go at each other. I bet they wouldn't even hurt each other. Two complete, I mean, their idea of all the songs ever written, their idea of a cool cover song is To Live and Let Die. And the guy sings like Jerry Lewis anyway. I just don't get it. I don't understand teenagers today. I just think they're a bunch of morons. Everybody cool is over 40. Just about. Yeah, we know some cool under 40 ones, but more rock news. Former Beatle George Harrison sued a supermarket tabloid he claimed depicted him as a Nazi sympathizer. No, they depicted him actually as a Nazi sympathizer. The libel suit filed Monday in Superior Court seeks $200 million from the Globe. An article in the Globe said Harrison paraded around his villa in England in a stormtrooper's uniform. Now, that was Brian Jones, you morons, and had a huge Nazi flag in his home. That was Brian Jones. They must have mistaken them. George deplores Nazism and Hitlerism and everything he stood for. Oh, boy, any more rock news? Gun and His Roses. God, kids are so stupid. I mean, it's not just that the kids are stupid. I guess they just have to take whatever they're fed, you know. At least those guys are take drugs or something. But, I mean, like rock critics, I love that term. They think this is like something worth writing about. Give me a break. Come on. Forget about it. The music industry. Make Dave Geffen rich. Yeah. I don't think we have much else to talk about at the moment. We got some little more news for later, but let's do Hillbilly Hangover. This is WFMU East Orange. By the way, next week is Hangover Hop number 4. The Search for Dan. It's our XXXmas extravaganza, and it's going to be a good one. Get there early and drink a lot, and you'll have a great time, I guarantee it. And if you got Christmas requests, you better get them in today at 678-7743. We have our schedule update, little change of plans. Next week, Hangover Hop number 4, live from Brownies Avenue A. You're all invited. It's free to get in, by the way. 28th of December, the Old Codger will be filling in, and that'll be a good one. He plays 78s like they're going out of style. And then the 4th of January, hopefully, we'll have a rerun or a fill-in or something. Then we come back on the 11th and announce our Media Star of the Year. And you can vote for that. Also, call 212-678-7743. There's our annual award that we give away for excellence in the arts and crime. Our past winners have included Robert the Night Stalker Ramirez, James Ramsour, the charismatic star of the Bernie Goetz trial, Tracy Lords, and Ramona Africa. And this year, the front runner so far is Miss Cordell Jackson, a good pal of ours. We're not saying it's fixed, but it's pretty much fixed. Let's do Hillbilly Hangover. We got one request item from Ernest Tubb covering a Robert Nighthawk tune.
Lord, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea with lots of pretty women. Lord, he fished after me. Then I'd move. Then I'd move. Then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick your blues out, Billy. Now I went up on Broadway, looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? Million folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Step it up and go.
Thank you.
You're holding back, many of you, right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party. Think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party. Think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
Of Mother's Best Flour, Mother's Best Farm Feeds, and Mother's Best Self-Rising Corn Meal bring you the one and only lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, the Mother's Best Music Makers, and yours truly, Mother's Best Little Old Boy. Well, I'm glad everybody was asleep except Henry J. over there did.
Well, now, try it again. Let's get everybody
right,
get in.
He always makes more noise than anybody.
That's what I mean.
Mother's Best Little Old Boy.
That's
affectionate.
Buckskin itself.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we're right here this morning.
Hank, what you got lined up for us today?
We got one here, Louie, that was made famous by our good buddy Roy Hecup. A Cup.
I bet he's listening this morning.
Well, let's hope so. Here was one of Roy's biggest songs. It was wrote by Fred Rose. Boys and myself going to try to see what we can do with it this morning.
All right.
Sort of break the monotony of these Hank Williams tunes will change. We're going to do an A-Cup tune.
Don't sing
A-Cup. Low and Lonely. Low and lonely, sad and blue. I'm thinking lonely of little you. Always trying to keep from crying. I'm low and lonely over you. Me, say you do. Tell me, darling, tell me true. Do you yearn, dear, for my return, dear? I'm low and lonely over you. Done. two. You're the only love I knew. Don't be long, dear, you know it's wrong. I'm low and lonely over you. You're my darling, you're my dear. You can't trust me, so never fear. Oh, how I miss you, I long to kiss you. I'm low and lonely over you. I'm low and I'm lonesome. You can't get much worse shape than that, can't you?
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
That big eight wheel, I'm moving down the track. Me and your true loving daddy ain't coming back. And I'm a-moving on, I'll soon be gone. You're flying her high for my little old sky, and I'm a-moving on. Mr. Engineer, take your throttle in hand. Don't you know you're taking me to Dixieland? Keep on moving me on, I'll soon be gone. You're flying too high for my little old sky, and I'm moving on. While I'm at a Mazonga, was a doing the conger in a little cabana in old Havana. The people in Fresno was a doing the tango. Yeah, we were keeping rhythm to the boogie of an old guitar. Forgive a listen to me. Let me tell you my troubles in Tennessee. There's no hesitation. They're sweeping the nation. And that golden rock is gonna take my blues away.
Meanwhile, back.
It's the Hound. I'm driving. That's today's Hillbilly Hangover. We had Warren Smith there, the Golden Rocket. Hank Williams, the old sorry ass himself, Low and Lonely. Don Gibson, Give Myself a Party. Maddox Brothers and Rose, Step It Up and Go. And Ernest Tubb, Kansas City. There you go. Don't forget, next week, Hangover Hop number 4. It'll be a good one. And then the Soul Club Christmas Party tomorrow. And Wild Girl's 10th Annual Holiday Open House and Christmas Sale, which is at Wild Fish Studios, 721 Carroll Street in Brooklyn. For information, call 718-398-1027. That's 718-398-1027. And we got a little more news here. Genoa, New York. A farmer shot a plumber during a 16-hour siege that ended when police fatally shot the farmer. At one point, he requested a spacecraft take him away. Rolf Rann, age 37, was fatally shot Sunday after refusing to drop a handgun he was pointing at a police negotiator, David Gould, authorities said. Rann died later at a hospital in Syracuse, 35 miles away. The plumber, wait a second, they give him two different names. The plumber, Kevin St. John of Kings Ferry, was shot during an argument Saturday afternoon while fixing a well for Ron. He was the first guy shot, then, okay. Ron called the plumber an android and shot him once in the chest. Is it illegal to shoot an android? Is it possible to prove in court that someone's an android? An 81-year-old Long Island man was arrested this week for shooting his neighbor's dog to death. I guess so they can make ski boots out of him, maybe. It was the second time Ernest Langdon of Baldwin was arrested for shooting the same Doberman Pinscher. Dog survived the first attempt on his life, and yesterday he was in a fenced-in yard in front of his house when this guy Langdon walked in. He lives four houses away, walked over there, pulled out his rifle, and shot the pooch. Got him that time. Yeah. Little else in the news. play some more records. We got one queued up here by Jolton Joe Howard. Take it away, Jolton Joe.
One she loves. Anytime, any place, anywhere, I will come to make amends. Yes, anytime, any place, anywhere, I will come to make amends. And I will trade your tears for diamonds just to see your face again. Mountain, swim the ocean, why just to be by your side? I want to see you. I've been searching for so long, I'm sick and tired of being alone. Sick and tired of being alone. I've been searching for my baby, the one and only girl I love. Yes, I've been searching for my baby, the one and only girl I love. And you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm the only one she loves.
This motherfucker's got rhythm.
Yeah. Miss Sachs would give up.
Oh,
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. China Jane and all the gang's gonna have themselves a ball eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. All the fellas and the chicks getting calories and kicks, eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. Jumping to the music of the jukebox. Anybody got another dime? Hey, there's Johnny dropping in the jukebox. We are having such a wonderful time. Just eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. It's terrific, daddy. Oh, how the kids school go for French fried potatoes and ketchup. A wonderful time. Just eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. It's terrific, it's the most. All the kids at school go for French fried potatoes and ketchup.
This is a hit.
You know, made your own world free. I used to rock in a rocking chair, but now I can rock anywhere.
When you
hear that beat with the dropping sound, go in the orb banana, leave the ground.
It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. You know, Katie's sweet, I love to rock. We heard Amos Milburn, French fries, potatoes, and ketchup. Lee Cole, Cool Baby, The Paragons, Let's Start Over Again. Tony Martin and the XLs, Hoochie Coochie, Jilton Joe Howard, Searching for My Baby. Each and every one of them better than Buns and Roses, whatever they're called.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
No. Anyway, so let's go through our entire schedule of big important events. Tomorrow night, Empire State Soul Club Christmas Party, 145 Hudson Street, North River Bar. Starts early, 7 o'clock, and I may be doing a little guest spinning there. Tomorrow afternoon and next Sunday afternoon, 10th Annual Wild Girl Holiday Open House and Christmas Sale, 12 to 6 p.m. at Wild Fish Studios, 71 Carroll Street, Brooklyn, New York. For information, call 718-398-1027. Next Saturday, Hangover Hop number 4, The Search for Den, our XXXmas extravaganza, free admission, pay for your own booze, Three Wise Men and a Virgin, live on stage, in addition to live musical guests, Santa Hound and his helpers, a ritual sacrifice, and fun like you wouldn't believe. That's at Brownies, 169 Avenue A in Manhattan, between 10th and 11th Street. Be there or lose your hair. Week after that, the Old Codger fills in. That's the Saturday after Christmas. 2 weeks after that, hopefully a repeat. If we can find a nice copy of the show with Nick Tosh's from the 21st of June. Eric Asimov thinks he might have one. Maybe we can borrow it. 3 weeks from then, we come back live from the studio and announce our Media Star of the Year. Aren't you thrilled? Okay, what do we got queued up here? Another one out to the ailing Miss Sally. Bobby Brown and his curios. Maybe it's without his curios. Maybe it's with his curios.
Yeah.
Where is it?
You sneak out the front door. I'll go out the side. I'll meet you in the alley in just a little while. Say, meet me in the alley, Sally. Meet me in the alley, Sally. Meet me in the alley, Sally. I'll take you to the dance. Don't tell anybody. Don't let on you know that we're going to be together. Going to go.
Remember when six kids knock on the door Christmas Eve, they sing a bunch of carols. So they open the door, they beat your brains out and tie you up in a cellar. Christmas. Humbug. In old days, used to snow a little. Blizzards, icy winds, freeze your pants off. So you gotta get inside an air-cooled movie and pay a guy to drop camphor balls from the balcony to get the Christmas spirit. Christmas. You kidding or something? Humbug.
You were talking all out of your head.
come on, take a chance. You're just my type and I wanna be your man.
Ah, them was the days. Billy whopping on them sleds, come home with a broken arm, but you didn't mind. It was like Christmas spirit. Snowball fights, team of hopped up horses pulling the old troika. Yes, sirree, Bob. Today Santa comes up in a Jaguar with Dundon Blitzen hanging over the fenders. A regular moose hunt. I tell you, bah. I tell you, humbug.
High school baby with a teenage heart. Hello, little girl with a teenage heart. Look so good in your regiment suit. A twirling baton makes you look so cute. Well, when you smile, my heart goes pitty patty. Well, ever pop a curl.
Play a lot of nice little games, ivy and mistletoes. All folks you ain't seen in years. Today, Christmas, you get a nice crowded office, see the same old boring people you see day in, day out, if they can get their mushes out of the booze. All of a sudden, the washerwoman looks like Kim Novak. Humbug on that kind of tripe.
Is
Franco Luna. Why'd you come back to the movie? He's dragging the man away. Where's the man down on the motor? Go get him. I said, don't come under after him. Attack a new woman that I don't do that. I'm going to grab your spear.
Remember the old Christmas cards? Used to get a card with a nice green tree on it, Santa with the reindeers. Today, Jane Mansfield with a bit of holly here and there. I tell you, barn the holiday spirit. Humbug! Well, it's...
the car to go for a spin. I told you once before, now don't come right here again. Ain't even got no money to buy no gas. You better get out of here real fast.
Daddy going, better fool around with me. Daddy, 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 oh, can't you see? I got a date with Mary Lou. Please tell me, daddy, what am I gonna do?
She tore up your car.
Daddy going better, daddy going better.
For your hospital bill.
Daddy going better, daddy going better. Yes,
daddy's going daddy, daddy's going daddy, daddy's going
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving. Daryl Vincent. Daddy's Going Batty on the Great Sandy label. The Crew, Jaguar Hunt. Benny Joy, Hey High School Baby. Jimmy McCracklin, Take a Chance. And we opened up with Bobby Brown, Meet Me in the Alley, Sally. And not a whole lot else to say, except we do have that Hangover Hop next week, and you're all invited in. It's our pre-winter blowout. Xmas extravaganza. 3 o'clock over at Brownie's, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're not there, you're going to lose your hair. Anyway, what do we got queued up on turntable number one? A guy from right down the block in East Orange, Billy Lamont.
I just sold a bottle and I'm ready to clown. Well, get me a girl and go to the hop. Then it's gonna walk in the bar, cause I'm a country boy. I'm ready to jog for joy. Got a pocket full of money, go have myself a ball. We went to the corner to get a soda pop. In the back of the room there was a little jukebox. The cats and kitten was rocking to the beat. I turned my gear for 10-foot leap, cause I'm a country boy. I'm ready to jump for joy. Got a pocket full of money, cause I'm myself a ball. Yes, on the bandstand I used to see a lot. Tight skirts and Barbie socks. Hair in the street, my eyes really bob. I saw a girl wearing a screen to Georgia, cause I'm a country boy. I'm ready to jump for joy.
This is a hit!
There's a place I've been and I'm going back. If I have to walk every mile of track back to San Antonio where Rio Rio de Rosa flows, I'm gonna settle down.
I smoke and drink. A lot of you don't drink, no smoke. Some people here tonight, they don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Because they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bone, pigtail. You're going to feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing.
St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 255 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer, free women, and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible! Fuck! Can you believe all this fucking shit that'll be going on at one fucking place? Free fucking beer! And women! Fucking women everywhere!
Well, that's 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, that's the door. 5, 6, pick up stick. 7, 8, well, I'm gonna be living on her.
I gotta get my baby tonight. He's a back end down, we're gonna turn everything right down.
Well, a little while I get up
sliver of crazy about my blue suede shoes. I love my alligator sliver of crazy about my blue suede shoes. I got a pink pair of pants, a gal I just can't lose. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. When that moon shines bright, I know that it's time for love. I got twin carburetors, I got straight exhausts. I wanna give me some love and wanna make those things sound old. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna give me some love and while the old moon shines bright.
Well, back in the jungle.
Well, we're gonna rock. Rock and roll in my belly tonight.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Well, that surely craps it up. Oh, boy, that was Roy Boogie Boy Perkins and Bye Bye Baby. Before that, we heard Hayden Thompson, Fairlane Rock, Mickey and Sylvia, Dearest. Jimmy Lloyd, Where the Rio Dio Flows. Billy Lamont, Country Boy. Despite the title, he was actually from East Orange, right down the block here. And next week, Hangover Hop, number 4. We'll see you there. It's not only is it our Xmas extravaganza, it is the longest night of the year, and it is a lunar eclipse full moon. You owe it to yourself. It's going to be sick. Wild Girl is up next. This is WFMU East Orange. The Lord, the Crick, see you at Brownies. Where are we? Our closeout.
Well, I'm a uptown cat.
Yeah, living a crazy pad.
Well, I'm a ladies' man.
Yeah, the smooth talking dad.
Gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't look at baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
I left the house last night.
Yeah, with style and grace.
I met a wild, wild woman.
Yeah, I tried to keep the pace.
I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
I got a $50 headache.
Yeah, $100 shoe.
Big long pink Cadillac.
Yeah, and a bad, bad piece of
wood. I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't go to bed.
Baby, baby, so tired.
Well, I'm a uptown cat.
Yeah, living in a crazy pad.
Well, I'm a ladies' man.
Yeah, the food talking dad.
I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy. Tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
Well, I'm a-waiting for your daddy.
Yeah, that's what my baby said.
But honey, I got a passion
for my king-size bed.
Cause I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy. Tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
How about a W?
Yeah, one W.
F.
Yes, one F. All right.
An M?
There is an M, yeah.
How about a U?
That's it. Wow. W. F. M. U.
Okay, we'll see you next time on Wheel of Fortune.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Some contestants will receive Banana Boat sun and skincare products made with water.